Good morning. 7:32 on June the 7th, 2016, a Tuesday. Ruby Tuesday. So I tried to get out earlier this morning. I've been up not that long. I have had a little bit of coffee. I have not had a little bit of breakfast. And so I will probably complain about food. Or lack thereof. Anyway. Yesterday was a half-decent day. I did a lot of the galley review. I did a little bit of writing late in the day. I want to do more today. I'm going to be distracted. 10 o'clock, I've got to go to the bank again. And the rest of the day is pretty much clear. I got to coordinate some stuff with the dentist for tomorrow. But, yeah. We're alive. We're still kicking. I neglected to update. I tried to do an update first of the month for at least NathanLowell.com. And I realized this morning when I got up that, wait a minute, it is June. I didn't do my opening day of the month update. Sorry. And let's see. There was a comment. Well, it's old business here. Let me see if I can find it. That's not right. Oh, Dan Thompson, yeah, made a comment on yesterday, I guess, 11:23, about Minecraft and a sign of pending depression. Yes, thank you, Dan. That is, in fact, one of my concerns and one of the reasons I mentioned it. It was one of the main topics of conversation yesterday with my therapist. We'll see how it goes. I'm not deep in the hole. The real hole is I withdraw from the world altogether. I'm forcing myself to go out and walk. I'm forcing myself to come out and talk. As a fake it till you make it kind of thing. I suspect I am depressed in large part because I haven't got this next book out. I want this book gone. I want it off my desk. I want it moving. And there's nothing that makes me feel better than having a new book out. And it's been too long since I've had a new book out. And in spite of that, I don't seem to be able to do the things I need to do to get the new book out. So I'm sort of sabotaging myself that way. And I need to stop that. I'll be working on that. Therapist thinks it's probably the ADHD. And that what I really need, because I can't seem to focus. You know, I will sit down and the Minecraft icon will call me and I will answer the call. The addiction. I can't seem to... I have been, not totally unable, but there's part of me that says, I'll just play for a little bit, and then a little bit turns into a little more, and one more thing. It's sort of like cruising the internet, you know, it's like, well, I'll just watch this video. Oh, well, that's interesting, I'll watch this video too. And, there's an interesting blog post, let me go read that. Oh, and look at this. Ooh, and over here. And the next thing you know, morning's gone, afternoon's gone, evening's gone. It's 11:30 at night, and I haven't done anything. So I'm trying to get better at that. But I have to go to the doctor and see about perhaps getting some, a trial. We'll try some Ritalin or something to see if we can't get a little bit of focus. It's just there are so many distractors. Even without, well, I really can't say that yet because we haven't been that long without school. Now, last week was exhausting. The week before was exhausting, followed by the uber stressful graduation weekend, followed by a week of just barely dragging my butt. So last night I went to bed at 8:30. I read for a little bit Michael Wallace's The Sentinel. Michael Wallace is The Sentinel. I'm really enjoying it. I know there's some people who have tried it, didn't like the Starship Blackbeard series for one reason or another. Well, I'm enjoying it. I'm having to force myself to put the book down and go do things that will contribute to my mental health, like A, walk, B, do the reading in Ashes Born to mark it up. John Warder suggested that I should hire that paperback formatting out to somebody. But it would not remove the obligation that I have to review the galley once it's produced. Out of my way. So the big time sink for paperback production is not formatting, it's the galley review. And a lot of it, you know, some of the things that I'm finding are formatting issues. There's apparently a problem with misplaced commas when there's some funky punctuation within a sentence, particularly when I've quoted something within a dialogue tag. It has a little bit of a problem. I found three of them, and I found two others that were not, so I don't know. This is not something that I can do an automatic find and replace for, but finding the ones where they're bad, I can fix those relatively quickly. It's just a question of finding them all, making sure I've got them. Also, check for reused words. The page has a different presentation, so it's sometimes, you know, I'll see a word that I used in the previous paragraph when it shows up on the page, or it doesn't show up in the ebook reader, or it doesn't show up on manuscript because the page breaks are in different places. And I do not read the PDF because PDFs are the devil. PDFs are reserved for one of the circles of hell. And I know that there are people who like PDFs, who like to read PDFs. I don't get it. But I don't read on my computer either. And the PDF doesn't scale to any kind of other screen. You get a picture of the page, and it's pretty, but on my phone it's really small, or I have to spend a lot of time moving the PDF around on the screen in order to actually read it. It's just, I don't know, it's like tying both hands behind your back and trying to swim with a little bit of skill. You won't drown, but it's not a particularly fun exercise. So today's the 7th, which means next week, Half Share will be out on Audible. I'm getting mixed feedback from listeners. I haven't heard anything from Podium. I get mixed feedback from listeners who say, yeah, pretty good. Okay, it's not you. It's different, but it's listenable. And I've got some feedback that says, yeah, it's not you. And Monk Post, whether or not it's listenable is questionable. Here comes my friend, little Scotty Og. Good morning. Ooh, big fun. Big excitement. Charlie has one dog today, I wonder why. So, we'll see, I don't know, we'll... apparently they're working on Full Share now, there's not a lot of new changes for names and stuff, so they haven't asked for a pronunciation guide, but I suspect next month will be Full Share, probably July, around the middle of the month. I haven't seen any upticks in the paperback sales, in the ebook sales, where I would have expected the ebook sales to have notched up. But perhaps all of the fans who are Audible fans are just going to use their credits or whatever. The book is long enough that the ebook price, the audio price, is more than the cost of the credits. So I know there were a lot of early adopters of ACX that had shorter works, and what happened was that their books were like $9.99 on Audible, which was less than the cost of a credit, so people didn't want to use their credits to get a book that they could buy cheaper for cash, and they also didn't want to spend that much cash for an audiobook when they could spend their credit for a mainstream published, you know, Clive Cussler bestseller or something. So there were some issues in the early days. But at $24.99, or whatever it is, for kind of Half Share, I can't wait for them to see how long owner share is going to be. I don't know what the price of that book is going to be. It's going to be huge. Because it's four times longer. Four times? So at least, no, three times. Two and a half times longer than quarter share. Now whether that means the book will be $50, I don't know. It does mean Ashes will be positioned well. It does mean to Fire Call will be positioned well. And speaking of stories, I've got Natalia temporarily removed from her ship. It needs repair. It's an antique, and it needs a repair, but they can't repair it because the repair costs too much, and they have to replace it, and the repair is not possible where they are, but there is a replacement part, but the replacement part costs more than Natalia has. And so she's not going to be able to fly it until she makes some more credits, until she earns some more money. And so I've got her, I think, pretty much where I need her for the moment. But I need to, what I need to do is figure out what the hell's going on. Just finished writing the story. I keep trying to make it fit into some sort of box that the title implies. And what I need to, I think that's the big problem. I think what I need to do is write the story that I need to write and not worry about, you know, maybe Smuggler's Tales needs to change. Maybe Smuggler's Tales needs to become Tales of Toehold Space or something. I'm trying to turn them into smugglers. Smuggling is possible. Smuggling is certainly part of the mix. The idea that this would sort of be like a diary of a Red Sea smuggler is missing. It's not quite there. So I think one of the big problems that I've got is that I'm trying to make this fit some preconceived notion, and it's getting in the way of the story, and I need to stop that. Oh, yeah, that's a pretty significant insight right there. Event going on here in the park this morning. Oh, sir, don't get into your car. You guys are one of the runners. Oh, he didn't. He's got a water bottle out of it. He's totally washed with sweat. He just came running up. Now, there they are. They're over there in the park. I think this might be the 5K for kids or something. They're doing a promotional run, money-raising run for the schools. That's what that is. A lot of people in running shoes, shorts and t-shirts. Good morning. There. Yes, finally. Here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.